This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The outbreak of the coronavirus in Massachusetts is starting to take a toll on public education. Two communities have announced cuts in the past week. Last week, Randolph Public Schools said it will be implementing furloughs and work reductions. The cuts will affect dozens of staff. This week, Natick's school system has announced cutbacks. WBUR's Max Larkin is following the impact of the pandemic on schools. Hi, Max.
Hi, Lisa.
Max, why don't you start off with the town of Randolph? What were the cuts made there?
The cuts implemented in Randolph last week, they did not touch teachers, but they did affect almost everyone else, cafeteria staff, custodians, secretaries, and paraprofessionals. In Randolph, paras, as they're called, tend to provide support in special education classrooms. So these reductions could end up having some educational effect. And then the cuts resulted in tough decisions for Randolph's paras, who tend to be paid around $20 to $23 an hour for their work. I spoke to Karen Miller, who's a longtime Randolph paraprofessional and union rep.
I don't think anybody wanted to leave working still because it's important in a time when it's crazy that you still have that routine of helping somebody.
That said, Lisa, I think the idea of the Randolph cuts may be more alarming than their reality so far. Two-thirds of the affected full-time staff, including the vast majority of paraprofessionals, opted for a work reduction rather than a furlough. And all of the affected workers will keep their health insurance.
How are families in town reacting?
Well, they're upset, both by the dubious distinction of being the first district to make these cuts in Massachusetts and by the lack of information they got from town officials. Jahira Lopez is raising twin 10-year-old sons, both with disabilities, in Randolph. She's also vice president of CPAC, the parent council that advises the district on special education. And Lopez said she heard very little from the schools about online learning for the first 2 weeks of closure, and that was before she found out the bad news about the furloughs on a town Facebook group.
So then clearly they've made decisions around special education without bringing CPAC to the table.
Lopez says she and other parent leaders understand that this pandemic is a highly unpredictable new state of affairs, but still she says they felt cut out of the loop.
And what is Randolph saying about why the cuts were necessary and how long they're going to last?
The cuts will last either until schools reopen or until the summertime to be discussed again. In Randolph's case, the trouble apparently started before coronavirus came into our lives. But then there's no doubt, Lisa, that the distancing measures have really slowed consumption everywhere and with it all kinds of tax revenue. So in Randolph, that will mean across-the-board type cuts, according to Jim Burgess, who's the president of their town council. He was actually willing to challenge parents who are angry about the furloughs.
Even if you have a teacher or a paraprofessional on the other end of that computer, there still has to be a parent in that room. So maybe some parents just are a little upset that they have to do a little more work.
I asked Lopez about those comments, Lisa, and she said she's been appalled by the tone that he's taken in the crisis.
Max, what are the chances of cuts like these to education happening statewide? We're only seeing the beginning right now.
Yeah, I think there's so much that we don't know about how this situation will evolve, Lisa, that we don't want to ring the alarm too loudly. But I think cuts like these expanding elsewhere in Massachusetts, that's a serious possibility. As you mentioned, we had Natick announce furloughs for 93 cafeteria and after-school staff earlier this week. But Lisa, I think it's worth noting that both Randolph and Natick have made these cuts in spite of the guidance from Education Commissioner Jeff Riley. He has encouraged districts to retain all their staff during the closures.
And Governor Baker has just signed into effect new investments in public schools, so it would seem to make these cuts even more surprising.
It's certainly awkward timing. That big bill signed last fall was projected to send Randolph about $4,000 more in state aid each year for each of the 2,700 or so students they currently enroll. But Representative Alice Peisch of Wellesley said that state revenue has now taken such a hit that it's unclear whether and how the state will be able to keep steadily hiking school aid in that way for the next 7 years. But Lisa, Peisch also noted that Massachusetts schools have weathered a crisis like this before. Back in 2008, we got through it thanks to federal aid and to state lawmakers, in her words, putting education first. She said she believes they will do that again.
WBUR's Max Larkin. Thanks a lot, Max.
Thanks, Lisa.